Continuing my thoughts on my record deal, when I was in my late teens, my mom was introduced to a producer in Nashville called Billy Strange, whose big claim to fame was Nancy Sinatra's "These Boots Are Made for Walking." And it was interesting how we met him. He was, I guess, his girlfriend at the time had a daughter that knew my sister. And somehow it was like, oh, hey, let's get you a meeting with him since y'all like to write songs or whatever. So we were so excited. My mom and I drove from Atlanta, not Atlanta, this time it was Columbus, Georgia, to Nashville. He actually was out, didn't live in Nashville, a town outside of Nashville, which I've since forgotten the name, but we went to his studio, met with him. It was this really big deal, and we were so excited. I can remember being in the car and talking about all of our where it could lead and being all the anticipation and the excitement of having someone in the industry be able to evaluate what we had done. And we were as green as can be, so we didn't we had this opportunity, not quite sure we knew what to do with it, but so we got there, we met with him, he was very gracious, and he met with us and talked about the music business and gave us some serious insight and talking to about what it would take and what was required and things like that. But the interesting thing was it was a very, very nice meeting, and he promised to listen to all the songs we had done at the time, all the demos, and evaluate the songs and evaluate my voice. And it wasn't maybe a week or two later that he wrote this long letter, and in it he was saying, he said basically, Jenny has a nice voice, and with the right producer and the right song, she could have a career in the music business. And then he went on to evaluate each of the songs that either my mom had written or I had written with her, and give us his thoughts on each one. But in it, he said, I'm really busy right now, and I don't have time to work with her to take on any new artists. Keep me posted of your progress, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not sure that we really knew what to do about that. Like, someone now at my age, I would know exactly what to do. I'd be like, okay, if you don't have time now, when do you have time? Or who else can you refer me to? But these are not thoughts that you have when you're so new and you're so green and trying to figure out what to do. You just go, okay, that didn't go anywhere. But we didn't know what to do with that introduction, but we did learn from that. So what's interesting is, that was over 20 years ago when, and it seems like ever since then I've been on the edge of knowing what to do or knowing how to break through, and for many years I actually got lost a lot of time and going down the wrong path and being so focused on the songwriting path that I really didn't understand something as simple as the difference between a song demo and a vocal demo. And when I found out that difference much, much later when I met my producer, that really was the turning point in my career, and took me out of an amateur level and put me in a professional level that actually gave me a chance to be heard. And somewhere in all of that, and certainly working with my producer Tommy Farragher, who's really accomplished and has a wonderful career with 12 platinum albums and Grammy nominations and things like that, I learned how to craft a song. I learned how to write much better working with him, and so that's all very interesting process. But again, a lot to learn, a lot I've been learning over all these years in what to do, and I'm finally figured out a lot of it. So that's really exciting and professionally fulfilling. So that's just a few of my thoughts, and I'll send some more out later. Again, this is Jenny Walker. My album comes out February 22nd, 2010 in the UK and digitally. You can read more about it at jennywalker.com, JenniWalker.